Welcome to installment 269 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains one commandment, prohibition number 253, the prohibition against cheating, in particular, a righteous convert, a ger tzedek, regarding financial matters. As we learned in the previous commandments, there are two separate prohibitions of a nah. There is a nas mamein, cheating a person, fraudulent monetary dealings, as well as a nas dvarim, verbally causing anguish or distress to another person. This applies to any single Jew, regardless of background. Today's prohibition 253 and the later prohibition 252, we will see that there is a repetition of this prohibition in the case of a person who has converted to Judaism. And this is prohibition 253, as the Rambam quotes from the book of Exodus, chapter 22, verse 20, that you should not oppress him. Him referring to a ger tzedek, a person who has converted to Judaism according to the halacha. Even though after a person has converted properly to Judaism, he is considered fully Jewish, and therefore there would be a prohibition against cheating him financially and overcharging and so on and so forth, as they would for any other Jew. The Gemara in Baba Metzia says that if you cheat, if you financially fraud a person who has converted to Judaism, you are violating two prohibitions. One prohibition for cheating anyone, and another one especially for a person who has converted. It is a double prohibition. And the Rambam quotes the same Gemara, which says the same thing would apply for a nas dvarim, for verbally causing distress or bad feelings to this person. You would get one prohibition, the general prohibition, and then a special one, prohibition 252, as we will discuss later on, God willing, which is a special prohibition against causing anguish or bad feelings to a person who has converted. The verse actually says, "V'ger leisena v'leis hilchatsenu." A convert should not be subject to a na, and also leis hilchatsenu. How do we know which is referring to verbal pain and which is referring to financial cheating? The Rambam quotes the Mechilta, which gives us the oral tradition that leis hilchatsenu is referring to the financial aspect, that you've cheated a person monetarily. And as we discussed previously in the general prohibition, that the dividing line between cheating someone and not cheating someone is a sixth, at least as far as whether the sale has been a valid one or not. Should the person have been overcharged more than one-sixth of the value, then the entire sale would be invalid to begin with. If it should be less than a sixth, even though you are not intentionally allowed to do such a thing, nevertheless, the sale is valid, and the extra money does not have to be returned. Should it be exactly one-sixth, then the deal is valid. However, the amount which was overcharged must be returned. These same categories apply for a convert as well. And the only thing which this verse comes to add is an extra prohibition in the case of a convert, that if it should be a ger tzedek, then not only is the regular prohibition apply, but this additional prohibition applies as well. In the Rambam's legal code, and also brought in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, the truth is that a person who would cheat a convert would be subject to three violations, not only two. One of them is the general prohibition against a nas mamen, cheating anyone financially. A second one is the prohibition specifically directed towards a convert, as we mentioned today's mitzvah, prohibition 253. And the Rambam tells us that the person would also be subject to the prohibition against a nas dvarim, that since a similar expression is used, alteinu or leiteinu, in the two verses which prohibit cheating any person financially or causing mental distress to them verbally, since the same expression is used, therefore we can apply both of these prohibitions to someone who cheats a ger tzedek, who cheats a convert. Therefore, there would be a total of three prohibitions, not only two. The Or Sameach explains, incidentally, that we could understand this as well, that when a convert has been cheated financially, he will come to suffer mental anguish as well, because he will feel that why has he been cheated? Probably because he's not accepted fully as a Jew. Probably it's because he's converted. And therefore, he will feel that he's being taken advantage of. Therefore, when the act of cheating him financially has taken place, it will automatically involve mental anguish for him as well. This prohibition against fraud and financially cheating a convert has taken on new dimensions in today's Jewish scene. That today, the whole idea of conversion has proliferated to such an extent that in some places the majority of members of certain Reform and Conservative synagogues are converts rather than people born Jews. However, this is also deceiving, because the fact is that these people are not true converts. That they do not remain members of, they do not become members of the congregation. But since the conversion is not according to halacha, not according to Jewish law, they are not gedim at all. They're not converts. They are non-Jews the same as they were before. What has been lost here? First of all, it involves outright theft. This is not merely a case of fraud. Fraud, first of all, as we describe it here, today's prohibition would apply to fraud or cheating, financially taking money from a person who has converted. In this case, however, it involves gezel akum. It's stealing from a non-Jew, that since you have taken money and promised to convert the person, as is the case with the Reform and the Conservative, who did not convert according to the halacha, but they promised the person that they will become Jewish. However, the person does not become Jewish, since the conversion is not according to the halacha. So what has happened? First of all, you have caused mental anguish to the person who thought they became Jewish, and later on we'll find out that they are not Jewish at all. Second of all, it involves outright financial theft. The great amounts of money are taken for these conversions. As is understood, that in the vast majority of cases, it involves a mixed marriage, where either the parents or one of the parties involved will not agree to marry out of the faith. And therefore, this slight detail, so to speak, can be overcome. You can simply make a conversion. As has recently been publicized, a new idea that in at least one Jewish city, there's a special course, convert to Judaism in one day, as advertisements have been taken out in the newspaper. 6 months of Jewish instruction in 1 8-hour seminar. At your convenience, a person can convert. Just clear one day from the calendar, and the person can become Jewish. Obviously, this is outright fraud. This is not even under the category of a nah. This is straight gneven gzela. This is open for everyone to see that money is being taken from a non-Jew. And later on, the complaint will come back to the Jewish people. How could we allow such a thing to happen? As is the common occurrence, later on one of these people, after a divorce, for example, or perhaps one of their offspring, will wish to marry a Jew. What will happen? If it's a rabbi who cares about the halacha, he will check into the background of the people involved and will find that according to the halacha, the person is not Jewish and will refuse to perform the ceremony. What will happen? The Orthodox, quote-unquote, are seen as being unreasonable. Why do we discriminate against converts? Why do we not allow the marriage to take place? However, this is clearly ridiculous. The opposite is true. The question is exactly the opposite. Why do the Reform and Conservative utilize conversions, quote-unquote, which they know are not according to the halacha? They know that according to the halacha such a thing cannot be accepted. And they are guilty not only of bringing in mixed marriages in the Jewish people, and the high rate of assimilation, and putting gasoline on the flames of assimilation. They're all, and this is not discrimination against converts, chas v'sholem. The opposite is true. This is showing the kavod, the honor and the respect given to converts, that when they do become Jewish according to Jewish law, then they are considered Jews 100%. But they are distinguished with people who have not become Jewish. They deserve respect as non-Jews. They are should be treated nicely. They are not allowed to be cheated financially. However, they are not Jewish and are not subject to the laws of Judaism. And this elevation of the role of the convert is stressed by the Rambam himself in a famous tshuva that he wrote to Rabbi Vadia Hager, who was complaining that people were making disparaging remarks about him and were treating him badly. And the Rambam answered him that he has nothing to be ashamed of. And the opposite is true, that in a way he is superior to someone that is born Jewish. Because a born Jew, we can say we're only children of the Aves, our patriarchs, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov. However, a ger who does not stem from the Aves, like people who were born Jewish, a ger, a rightful convert to Judaism, is a child of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmei. He is a child of Hashem himself, and his lineage traces straight back to his Creator. And therefore, we see the holiness and the respect which is accorded to a convert. However, this is only when the conversion goes according to Jewish law. When it does, not only are they given the same respect as any Jew, but in addition, we see the Torah has stressed additional prohibitions are placed regarding the treatment of a convert in order to preserve the respect and kind treatment which is certainly deserved. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.